never know what's going to happen. You're just out living your life. And out of the blue, no warning. How many seconds do you have? And everybody scatters.
Where did you get this? They're much sharper than what they gave us in Discovery.
Cops make a dupe of a dupe of a dupe just to mess with you. You can't go 10 feet in America without having your death recorded.
Boom. Where'd you get it?
Northbrook Evidence.
How? We've been asking them for weeks.
You don't really want to know. You're a friend of Leela's?
Emma who?
Kalinda's.
Yeah? Why?
Just curious. She doesn't seem to have a lot of friends.
Don't put me in the middle of your thing.
My thing? What's that?
I have no idea, but whatever games you're playing, you play with her. I'm too busy, okay?
Okay.
You'll queue up the deaths?
I will queue up the deaths.
My dad didn't do it.
He didn't shoot these people? He had the same rifle. He had no alibi for the time of the three shootings. He had the motive.
He didn't have the motive.
Yes, he did, Mr. Stevens. He killed two random people. These two people. Two people he didn't even know. So he could kill his wife and make it look like a random sniper.
Do you know how crazy that sounds?
That doesn't sound crazy to me. That sounds like the perfect murder.
My dad wouldn't hurt a fly.
He was a marksman in the army.
He never shot anybody.
Then why did your mother take out a restraining order against him?
They were going through some troubles. That's all. They were thinking of reuniting.
No, there's no proof of that.
My dad didn't do this. He couldn't do this. And the state's attorney hounded him. They persecuted him and they never proved a thing.
No, they never convicted him.
They never proved a thing. The trial killed him. He was 50 years old. He died of a heart attack. He died 30 years too early.
And now you're looking for somebody else to blame.
Yes, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't be blamed.
Let me take a break.
Good job, Wyatt. You okay?
Yeah, will the questioning be that tough?
Tougher. In a deposition, they hit you hard, try to scare you off a suit. Just do what you did. We just need a minute, Wyatt.
Was it too emotional?
No, not for a deposition. It's a difficult one, malicious prosecution. You have to prove not only there was a rush to judgment, but his father was innocent.
Where's his head on this?
He's mourning. His mother was murdered. His father spent the last year in jail. He wants prosecutors to clear his name.
They won't do that. They may give him a few dollars.
Will he take a few dollars? I can talk to him.
It seems to be your specialty here. Lowering the client's expectations.
Inspiring work.
Okay. We'll meet with the esteemed state's attorney. See what kind of settlement we can shake loose.
Please note that A sub n plus 2 equals A sub n plus 1 plus 1. And we have a homogeneous recurrence, and there you go. Easy as pie. Any questions?
No. Okay, well, my work here is done.
Why the University of Oregon?
Why am I teaching at the University of Oregon and not here at my alma mater?
Clearly, you've never spent a winter in Chicago.
I don't know. I like the West Coast. I get to wear these. Any questions about the formula?
Professor Kavanaugh, I have to ask. Alicia Florek is your sister, right?
Right.
So do you see her much?
Anyway, A sub n plus 2. Now I see you've got your cell phone there. This isn't going to end up on YouTube, is it?
No. I'm just recording for my studies.
Fair enough. I love my sister. I love my sister more than I love the golden ratio, which is it's a lot. You will not find a finer human being on the face of the earth, but no, I don't see her much.
Is it because of the scandal?
No, I think it's because her husband is uncomfortable that I'm gay.
No, I like Peter. He's a great guy, except for that sleeping with hookers thing. But for me,
Nora!
The impulse toward community service has taken a backseat to economic and job concerns.
But service is the key. Chicago needs that idealism. Chicago needs that sacrifice. It needs that energy now more than ever.
I want to thank you. 100 black men of Chicago, because you have made service popular again. And for that, I applaud all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nothing. Something. Hold on. Look, I gotta go. No, do it yourself. Peter, I need you to be honest with me. Do you have a problem with gay people?
Do I have a problem with...
What are you talking about?
Are you uncomfortable with them? Oh, Eli, look, I couldn't care less if
you're gay. Oh, my God, Peter, I'm not gay. It's your brother-in-law, and he thinks you're a homophobe.
Owen?
He's a visiting lecturer at DePaul University, and he said he hadn't visited his sister in a while because you're homophobic. Oh, you find this amusing?
No, it's Owen. He talks.
Well, you can't do that, Peter. It's on the Internet. The Chicago gay population is small, but it's powerful. It has money.
Okay, I'll talk to him. Calm down. Thank you, brother. Thanks for listening. Thanks a lot. Calm down. This is an easy one. Thank you.
Cut to.
It was a bad prosecution. You had the wrong man. You had the wrong facts. And you drove an innocent man to his grave.
Are we really using words like innocent?
What would you call Richard Jewell?
Not charged.
How much?
He had a heart attack. He died at 50.
How much?
I think you're underestimating our resolve.
No. I just don't think I'm going to buckle to your political agenda. When did Lockhart, Gardner, and Bond start carrying water for the Peter Flora campaign?
Oh, you're reading this wrong, Glenn.
Am I, Diane? Really? Who's running this case? I'm not in the front office. Who's in the boiler room?
You want an itemized list?
I'll tell you who. Alicia Flora. That's who. We're not giving you a cent as long as you're running interference for the Flora campaign. Get out of my office.
We need to talk about this.
Yep.
I'm busy, Mr. Gold.
I'll walk with you.
Sounds serious.
I'm about to lose $800,000 in soft money from the gay community, so yes, it is serious.
How'd that happen?
Your brother. He's a visiting professor at DePaul University.
I know. What did he do?
He said he doesn't visit much because Peter is homophobic. Why is everyone finding that so funny?
It's just Owen. He just talks.
Okay, well, he needs to talk to someone and say he was joking. Spencer Ross, a lobbyist. Hey, Bill. How are you?
Good. Papers are upstairs.
I'm on my way.
Peter's campaign?
Always a source of amusement.
Smart of you to stay out of the picture.
It's called survival.
Look, about the sniper lawsuit. Don't take this the wrong way. I'm sorry, that's a bad way to start a conversation. The partners discussed it, and...
They're dropping it?
No, we're going forward. We're just running into some political complications.
You want me to take a step back?
Just until we gain some traction in the negotiations.
They think this is about Peter's campaign?
Yes. Well, we are going head-to-head against his opponent. We need to tread carefully. Look, I know this is your case. I know how hard you've worked on this.
No, I get it. It's okay.
If it's a win, it's your win.
I know. I'm fine, really.
Good, thanks.
Did they ask you to tell me?
Diane and Derek? No, I volunteered.
Thank you.
Mrs. Timmerman, just one question.
I'm sorry.
Just one question, ma'am. You've heard these news reports about your husband taking his aide to a clinic for an abortion.
My husband is innocent.
Okay, can he deny it, ma'am? Can he deny he got her an abortion?
He didn't need to. I'm sorry, I have to go.
The newest revelation has left the congressman's staff reeling, and Lana Timmerman has found herself joining a long list of long-suffering wives.
Remember, they may hit you hard.
Where's Alicia?
She's around. Don't worry, you'll be fine.
Hello, Mr. Stevens. I'm Wendy Scott Carr for Cook County.
Hello.
Are you nervous?
Nope. As much as you'd expect.
Some gum?
No, thank you. I'll have it.
Does Miss Scott Carr have a question?
I do. Thank you. Did your dad drink, Mr. Stevens?
Did my dad? Yes, you mean alcohol? Well, he did, but not a lot.
Don't worry. It's not a freighted question. My dad used to drink. Well, heck, anybody who grew up in Chicago probably had a dad who drank. Now, I've got to ask you why... You know, actually, let me just... My mom divorced my dad when I was young. 11 years old. I loved them both, but... Goodness. Watching them fight.
Objection?
All I'm saying is, I get it. Doesn't mean that people don't love each other, that they fight. Do you believe that?
That people can love each other and fight, yes.
So, tell me about this restraining order your mom brought.
It's not like you're suggesting.
I know. Every marriage is different. But your mom went into the hospital with a cut on her cheek. You took her in. That's okay. The human reaction is to protect our loved ones, their memories. That's good. Let's just talk.
She's killing us.
Come on, Spencer. Peter is not a homophobe.
Why do you think I'm always about the gay issues?
Because you're always about the gay issues. Like, I phoned Marcus Alden, Donnie Trent. Gay money has dried up, waiting to find out which way you'll jump.
Gay money? You have such a succinct way of putting things.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have I offended you? You've been invited to dinner with Peter and his brother-in-law to prove they passed the sniff test.
Let me show you a picture.
Spencer, I've seen your nieces.
This was in the Huffington Post last week.
What is it?
Here's your client. And here's a book he's carrying. Peace, Not Apartheid by Jimmy Carter.
You're kidding me. This isn't about straight gay, it's about Jewish Palestine?
It's not a joke, Elon.
It is a joke. You're holding onto the money because you think Peter is
soft on Israel.
Oh, my God. I'm in crazy town.
So is he?
Pro-Palestinian? No. No. I don't know. Anybody could have read that book. Would I be working for him if he were pro-Palestinian? And he's running for state's attorney, not secretary of state.
But you have designs on going national, don't you? You don't care about a little state's attorney race.
Look, the dinner you were invited to is to break fast for Yom Kippur.
Oh, come on.
What? Do you think I would make up a lie like that?
Your Gentile friends just happen to be breaking fast.
Peter and Alicia are having me over because, as you well know, I have no life. So come on. Talk to Peter. Find out how much he loves gays and Israel.
Linda.
Hey.
This is ongoing. This.
He put a slot in the back of the van with a rifle barrel and scope.
Do we know why?
Not yet. No priors.
But they suspect he's the real Northbrook sniper.
The police consider the Northbrook case closed, but it's the same rifle, same M.O.
I just heard. Do you want me to run it?
Victim?
28-year-old mother of two, Lisa Rennick, shot in the head. Same as Northbrook.
Can we get a ballistics match?
I'll get on it.
No. Glenda, you go. Blake, I'll need you on Murphy Gomez.
Hey, don't overpay.
The rest of you, I'll need you to get everything you can from Alicia.
Did you hear?
Yes.
Talk about lucky. I'm suffered to death.
We need to double our ask.
My guess is Chiles will be phoning in about an hour, trying to cut a quick deal with a gag order.
Well, let's double our ask.
Police arrested Northbrook resident.
Yes, I'm watching right now. We need to double our ask. Okay, good. I'll be in 15 minutes. Oh. Okay, well, I'm here if you need me.
I wore this for Peter. And joke's over. I gotta change. This is for you. And this is for Peter.
Oh, come on.
It's true. Peter doesn't like me.
Yeah, but he doesn't like you because you're a jerk, not because you're gay. You have to make it right.
I know. I know. I like this. Why don't we do this more often?
Because you live in Oregon?
Oh, right. You hear Mom's divorcing, number three?
Yeah. I didn't like him anyway.
He had a good singing voice.
He was kind of showy. The bling.
Did Mom phone to tell you?
No, she wrote.
Afraid of the Alicia stare.
The what?
You know.
When have I ever done that?
When somebody doesn't live up to your standards.
You make me sound like such a bitch.
No. Proper.
Ow!
Are you gonna leave him?
Owen, please don't.
He's two-faced.
Everyone's two-faced.
You're not?
Yes, I am.
Then you've changed.
No. Issues got more complex. And I grew up.
You've always been grown up. Remember that little speech she gave Mom and Dad?
Oh, my God.
You can do this to me, but you can't do it to Owen.
Yeah. See how well that worked? They got divorced anyway.
Is that what this is about? Not wanting to be like Mom and Dad.
Does everything have to be about something?
Yeah. I read a piece about it in the Times, I think.
You know what you need? An intervention. I'm going to be here for 3 more days, and at the end of those 3 days, you are divorcing Peter.
Hello?
Eternal Channel 2. We got a problem.
What? Why?
Who is it?
We have a suspect in custody, but I want to be clear about this. This is not the Northbrook sniper.
You're kidding.
He bears many of the same trademarks as Northbrook, but this sniper is a copycat. This lawsuit has put the Northbrook shootings back in the news lately, and unfortunately...
He's blaming
it
us.
It looks like this increased
yep.
publicity...
It's a whole new ballgame.
Am I angry? Yes. Wyatt Stevens was innocent. The state's attorney is grasping at straws trying to thwart our suit by insisting that this new sniper is a copycat.
So we prove he's not.
For the next 48 hours, we want a full court press.
And we still need to prove the prosecution's malice in the original case against Wyatt, so we're splitting you into two groups.
Jim, Tom, Dave, Judy, Margie, and Al, you are focusing on proving Wyatt's innocence. The rest of you, go to malice.
We should think through the pattern.
Explain.
Police never found a pattern. The first three victims. Now we have a fourth. See if it adds up.
Right, good. Get everything you can.
I'll follow pretrial motions.
You mean on the new case?
Yeah, Carl Landers. Charles will want to isolate this case from the earlier three shootings, but he'll need to throw everything he can at him to get a conviction.
He'll be tipping his hand. Good, go.
You think I'm your competition?
No. I don't care if you're my competition.
Oh. Well, that's good to hear, Leela. Sorry. I keep on slipping on that, don't I?
Don't forget to use condoms.
You seem to think you know something. You don't.
You're probably right. Go ahead. I'll take the next one.
Well, this is crazy, Eli, because I never read the Carter book.
Spencer has a picture of
you outside your apartment carrying it.
Oh, it's probably Alicia's. I was cleaning out the maid room. You would have seen me come out with a bag of clothes from Goodwill if you'd waited around another minute.
I know this sounds a little dumb and dumber, but I invited him over to your house for Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur? I'm having Yom Kippur at my house?
Yes. Tomorrow.
Okay.
Carl Landers shot a woman at the mall, Your Honor. Pursuant to the public terrorism statute, bail's out of the question.
Wait a minute. The state's attorney himself said that this was my client's first time. Ergo, there is no public terrorism. They can't have it both ways.
We don't need to have it both ways. Your Honor, Mr. Landers is a flight risk.
Bail denied. Mr. Landers will be held. What else?
The defense would exercise its right to speak. Would you excuse me, Your Honor?
Your Honor, I would like to point out at this time that the defense attorney is in collusion with the lawyers that are bringing the Northbrook suit.
Fascinated, Mr. Argos, but I'm not sure what I can do about it.
Your Honor, in the interest of expediency, I have just noticed that the prosecution has omitted a key witness from their witness list, a detective Mangold. He was a detective in the Northbrook killings. We would move to amend our own list to include him.
So moved.
That may prove to be difficult, Your Honor.
And why is that, Mr. Argos?
We ask that we continue this in chambers, Your Honor.
It's going to become part of the public record either way, Mr. Argos. Let's go.
He sustained an injury in the line of duty 4 months ago. Started taking Vicodin for the pain.
He's in rehab.
And if we can show that Mangold was hooked on Vicks at the time of the Wyatt investigation...
I could go to malice. Good job. Follow it up.
Can I make a suggestion?
Certainly.
You should get Alicia to help the other team. She made this case alive. She knows it in and out.
Thanks. How are you and Blake getting on?
Can be better.
Three shootings. Noreen Paulus, Roy Campbell, Amelia Stevens. Now a fourth. Lisa Rennick. What do these four people have in common?
Thing is, we'd have a pattern if it weren't for...
The lack of a pattern.
No. The UPE man.
Three women shot one man.
Yep. Odd man out. Wait.
What?
Here's the thing. I know you have backseat and front-facing cameras, and I know you like to download and store digital recordings to protect yourself from any potential lawsuits filed by customers. Now, let me say this.
So you have some potential undocumented workers here in your yard, and I'm paid for you to get in any trouble. I also know that you really want to help us out, so maybe we can make some kind of deal.
There. Is that what I think it is?
He was aiming for her.
So they're all women, all four.
That's what we think. Missed her, hit the delivery man.
So who is she? What is that? A triangle?
We don't know. So you're the house mom here?
Yep.
Well, tell us what happened.
I heard gunfire and I just ran.
And the police never talked to you?
No. I read about it in the paper and I thought, wow, I was like really close. So you're saying he was aiming for me?
We believe so.
Oh my God.
Do you have any reason to believe that anyone would want to kill you?
No.
And you're sure you don't recognize him?
No, I've never seen him before.
All four of them get pedicures on occasion. Different salons. They'd all been to Florida. Different cities, 20 years apart. Two of them had master's degrees. All four of them had dogs growing up.
And the malice front? We're having a problem finding Mangold, the detective in detox. They claim he's out of the country. Alicia?
Yes, we think we should subpoena the CPD to produce his service records.
So you don't put pork with cheese?
Okay, but my guess is this judge doesn't go for it.
Anything else?
This is weird. You said Meg Melton's birthday is 2 days after Amelia Stevens.
Yes. Coincidence.
Noreen Paulus, May 26th. Lisa Rennick, June 19th.
What?
They're all Geminis.
Okay. So you think he's a Zodiac killer? You think he's killing Geminis? Where are you going?
To ask him.
And bacon, I guess. No bacon, right?
I think it's about sovereignty. If we had as many suicide bombers as Israel, we would have closed our borders years ago.
Exactly. And yet you have all these entertainers boycotting Israel. Elvis Costello, the Pixies.
I think they'd welcome that boycott.
And are you Jewish, too?
Me? No, I'm one of the good Germans.
He's joking.
I met a very nice Jewish woman at the market, and she'd just come back from Israel, and she loved it.
Yes, the important thing is that Peter has supported Israel for a very long time, haven't you?
And the gay agenda.
What about the flotillas?
What do you mean, the flotillas?
Israel's unprovoked attack on the flotillas, supplying aid to Gaza.
It wasn't unprovoked. Are you talking about Israel's justified sea blockade against Hamas?
Alicia, do you want to get in here?
I'm talking about the 9 people killed. The activists.
The important thing is, Spencer, that Peter has worked tirelessly on hate crimes. If you look at his record compared to Glenn Childs.
And he loves the gays.
Okay, Owen, thanks.
But the kosher thing is different. It's not just about pork, right?
How is it going in there?
Oh, great. It's one for the books.
You're drinking a bit.
Yep. I said that Peter was homophobic because I wanted to hurt him.
I know.
Do you want to know what?
If you want to say.
You're living an idea, Alicia. You think society is disintegrating. You don't want to get divorced because everyone's divorcing. You're like that person on the Titanic who won't leave their room because they're afraid of being rude.
You lost me.
Do you love him?
Do I love Peter? Yes, I do.
I don't believe you. I can see it in your eyes. You don't love him. Not anymore.
You don't see anything in my eyes.
Look, I get it. You got kids. Just, you know, don't stay with him if you don't love him.
You know what I want, Owen? I want everyone to stop worrying about me. Stop reviewing my life. I'm going to do what I want, and it won't be what you want, and it won't be what Mom wants. So back off.
If you hurt her again, I'll kill you.
You know what? Go to hell.
Oh, that's very adult.
So where were you?
What?
The last time you saw your sister was 8 months ago. The last time you phoned was August.
Because you're still here.
No, no. When I was in jail, you visited once. She needed your support. She needed her family.
So now I'm being lectured to by the whoremonger.
Yeah, that's right. And you're going to listen to me. My wife deserves better from her family. Now, you can hate me. I really don't care, but you don't hurt her. You take the time to pick up the phone and call her. You visit. If you don't have the money, I will send it to you. Owen, don't ever abandon her like that again.
It was my copy of Peace Not Apartheid, not my mom's, not my dad's.
What is with you kids and your sentimentalizing of Hamas?
If you get married, you're still going to just run around like little boys with your pants down.
I would like to make a toast. Zach, Grace, you can use your water. Raise your glasses. Thank you all for coming tonight. I've been told it isn't proper to say Happy Yom Kippur because it is a Day of Atonement, so everybody atone.
Yeah, I already have a lawyer.
What can you do for me?
You look different.
Yeah. They won't let me wear my hair in here.
Can your law firm do anything about that?
Do you mind telling me your date of birth, Mr. Landers?
March 5th, 1970. Why?
Pisces. I'm a Gemini.
Look, lady, if you need something, because I'm facing life in prison here.
Why'd you do it? Why'd you kill Gemini?
Be sure.
You know you can't do that, Kalinda. You'll be charged with impeding an ongoing investigation.
How are you acting in the prosecutor's office? Seems to agree with you. You look taller.
I like the moral clarity. Do you miss me?
What if I said yes?
Well, I'd say that sounds about right.
Then. Yeah.
Should amend the pleadings to include Childs personally.
Why?
So we can depose him. Put him on the spot about the flaws in the Wise Stevens investigation.
You want to turn up the heat?
Yes. I'm thinking I made a mistake backing away from the political implications. That's what he fears. The politics. So we make him afraid.
And force a settlement.
Okay.
Sure, I recognize that guy.
You do?
I went on a date with him.
This is absurd. I have qualified immunity.
No one has immunity from a deposition, Mr. Childs. If you'd like, we can call the judge to confirm.
Let's keep this amicable, shall we? Glenn has 15 minutes, then he has a conference call. If you agree to 15 minutes, we won't object.
We agree.
Good. Starting now.
You gotta be kidding me. No, we're not kidding.
Okay. Clock is ticking. Hey, Carrie!
Just the moral clarity.
What is that?
Evidence to help you prosecute Carl Anders.
Mm-hmm. Out of the goodness of your heart?
What do you care? You want moral clarity. Landers committed all four murders. This will convict him.
You were under intense pressure to convict someone for the Northbrook killings, weren't you?
It's my job to prosecute criminals, so there's always pressure.
Did you give an interview on June 11th promising swift accountability and justice for the sniper?
I don't recall.
Chicago Tribune op-ed. Chicagoans need not fear this case will be solved by the end of the month.
And it was.
Even if corners were cut?
They were not.
You may not have been aware that they were.
This is my department. I have to be aware of everything. And I am.
Does that mean you approved the covering up of the lead detective's Vicodin addiction?
There was no cover-up.
When were you informed of Detective Mangold's drug addiction?
June 28th, to be precise.
And 2 days later, you had Wyatt Stevens arrested?
Wyatt Stevens was arrested because Wyatt Stevens was guilty.
So you stand by the prosecution of Wyatt Stevens?
I stand by every prosecution this office has taken on in my tenure. Unlike earlier holders of my office, I do not prosecute without a good faith belief that the defendant is guilty.
You're up for re-election, isn't that correct, Mr. Childs?
You know the answer to that.
I'll take that as a yes. So you can't afford to get the sniper case wrong.
I didn't get it wrong.
Were you aware that all four sniper victims were members of Datehearts.com?
Is this deposition by ambush?
Were you aware that all four victims were in contact with Carl Landers from this site? That all four ended up meeting him? And all four turned up dead within days?
That might prove problematic. One of the four victims was a man.
Limo surveillance video shows that shooting was a miss. The intended victim was a woman named Meg Malden.
We have no proof as to the veracity of these assertions.
These are records subpoenaed from Datehearts.com. Affidavits asserting that Carl Landers was in contact with all of these women.
They should have been turned over to my office.
It was. It was presented to one of your ASAs. You weren't aware of that? You said you were aware of everything about this case as it related to your department, unlike your predecessor.
Okay. We'll have to wrap this up. Len has that conference call.
Good day.
What was your ask?
Originally or now?
Now. But it comes with a gag order. Your client has to live with the ambiguity of his father's name not being cleared. Can you sell that?
You're in luck. He's here. All we can do is ask.
How much?
$4 million.
What you're seeing is no reaction. Get your client to agree.
I don't know. He wants an apology. He wants his father's name cleared. It was never about the money.
See what you can do.
I thought your plane was today.
It was. I'm late.
Late? I think it's gone.
I was reading Peter's Gay Straight Alliance speech, The Double Danger of Hate Crimes. It's pretty darn good. That's you, isn't it? You wrote that.
No.
Alicia, I can recognize your cadence from a mile away. So you're Hillary. You're working your agenda through him.
We believe in the same things, that's all.
I'm sorry.
For what?
I wasn't here.
You're in Oregon.
I always thought of you as the big sister. Well, I'm sorry that I wasn't here when you needed me. I miss you.
I know.
No, you're supposed to say I miss you too.
I miss you too.
You don't need to be so strong.
I'm not.
I know. You don't need to pretend.
Okay.
I like your apartment.
Thanks.
I'll phone.
Okay.
I mean it.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the elevator out here.
I'll wait with you.